The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art.
Frank Sinatra, that's for you. That's for you listening, my funny Valentine. You know, I remember I used to sing this song on stage and with the band, and I was playing Atlantic City in Vegas, going back and forth, and my daughter, my goodness gracious, that had to be 10 years ago already. Oh, Lord, she was a little girl, even more than that, and I would bring Alexandra out. I'd bring Allie out, you know, and I'd sing it to her, my funny Valentine, with video. If I could find that video, I got to find that, you know, and my funny Valentine. And I wish you with all my heart a great Valentine's Day and all the very best, and hopefully you're with a loved one. If you're like me, you just kind of just say, oh, it's another day. Happy Valentine's Day, baby. You got me. And happy St. Valentine's Day, because I don't want to forget about it. I always post a picture of St. Valentine. Poor guy. You know, he got beheaded because of his Christianity, and only he's remembered about the legend of, that's in the 3rd century, you know, and he was a Christian martyr, and you know the story of St. Valentine. He was in prison, and then by some accounts, St. Valentine was a Roman priest, right? And physician, and suffered martyrdom during the persecution of Christians by Claudius. This is about the year 270. He was buried on the Via Flaminia, and they built a basilica over his grave because, you remember, he said, I'm trying to, according to legend, St. Valentine signed a letter from your Valentine to his jailer's daughter. You know the story, right? Whom he had befriended and healed from blindness. There's the miracle that made Valentine a saint. And so now another common legend states that he defied the emperor's orders and secretly married couples to spare the husbands from war, because they couldn't go to war if they were married. So we remember St. Valentine, and we wish you all the very best on this Valentine's Day 2020. Hey, I'm speaking to you from Nashville, Tennessee, from the studios of 94 FM The Fish, 93.7, 94.1, 104.3. Salem has three radio stations down here, and they were kind enough. I always checked in with Mr. Atzinger and David Santrella. They were all there, and checked with Phil Boyce, our boss, our Salem boss, and, of course, Mr. Crowley. I said I'd like to broadcast from down there. And so I'm in Music City. And I got to tell you. I have to tell you, and good morning. We got a great show. Jeffrey Lyons is with us. Mike Gallagher is going to jump on the air. Kieran Lawler's with us. And I got a lot to talk about, because when I watch the news and I'm not on the radio with you, it all gets pent up, you know? And I go, oh, gosh, we have to talk about this. You know what I'm saying? This is therapeutic for me. I hope it is for you. So we gather around this virtual kitchen table every morning, and you just hash the issues of the day, because you watch the news. And then you see what the news says and the narrative that they try to wrestle and muscle and they try to assault us with, and that you and I know the truth. And we try to bring out the truth on the program, being pragmatic and objective every single morning. We try to. Anyway, thanks to Al and to Debbie and to Frankie Five Boroughs for sitting in yesterday. I appreciate it. But I wanted to, I did Governor Mike Huckabee's show. By the way, Governor Huckabee will be on the program in the 9 o'clock hour. God bless him. He's going to Israel. He's on his way to Israel today for like his 15th, 16th trip to the Holy Land, he is. And Governor Huckabee's going to jump on the air with us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Governor Huckabee, they had asked me to do his show on the Trinity Broadcasting Network. It's TBN, and they've got millions and millions of viewers. And the governor asked, and I said, okay, I'll get there if I can do it. And then they emailed Frankie Five Boroughs, and Frank said, you're going to do the governor's show. And then Dr. Rock Positano's friends with Governor Huckabee, and I've known Governor Huckabee a long time. I met Governor Mike Huckabee. I have to remind him. I forgot to tell him that yesterday when we were at it was like a liberal – it was a creative coalition. That's what it was, in support of the arts. And I was a Democrat at the time. And I met Governor Huckabee then. And he was so grounded, so down to earth. Immediately, one of those guys that you like immediately, Governor Huckabee is, you know. And of course, you know, he's a pastor and a minister, and, you know, he's a conservative. So, of course, he's going to be vilified. Oh, my gosh, like the rest of us. But what a great guy. So he has the show on TBN. And I guess if you Google TBN and you see when it's going to be on, we shot it yesterday. This is a great guy. You should have seen it. You should see the show. It was like a huge network deal. Like huge. The studio, it's called the Huckabee Studios. Listen, at TBN, I go in, they have everything. Now, I did the Tonight Show. How old am I? I actually worked with Johnny Carson. Thank you. Is that wild? I remember going down, driving down at Stay in L.A., and then we drive down, you know, into Burbank, and I'd go back. I'd be so nervous doing the Johnny Carson show. It was Johnny Carson, man. And I went in, and they had that machine run every night. With Fred DeCordova, he was there, right? And Ed McMahon and Doc Severinsen. Remember, I did that show. There's video out there somewhere where I'd go, and Johnny was always so kind to me, you know? And I did it, you know, a lot of times, and he was always so great. And so I've been there, and I know how a good show is run. And I must say, Governor Huckabee's show is run the same way. You go in, first class all the way. Cars, they send cars to pick you up. Unlike some people, you know, so and a great hotel, but down south, I mean, I speak to you from Nashville. They are so polite. You know, we in Jersey and New York, not so much. I'm just saying. First of all, we land in Nashville, and any airport compared to JFK is like small. So this isn't a small airport, but compared to JFK in Newark or LaGuardia, it's a small airport. So there's a driver for me. Oh, there's a surprise, right? I get a driver. So very nice guy. And I do Joe Good say, come on right down here. Got you. Got locals out here. And when it's happening, go there, get your luggage right there, get out. I'm going to get there. Come on, walk in here. And friendly is there. Then I get in the elevator. This was, and a gal limps on, and she has like one of those boots on, you know, like she hurt her foot or something like that. So now I'm standing in the back of the elevator, and I'm waiting to get to the second floor so we could walk to the car, and then I could, we'll get to the hotel. This is the night before last. So the driver says to the lady with the boot, oh, you doing okay? You doing okay with that foot? And the lady with the bad foot goes, oh, yeah, it's not too bad. I got this thing on my foot. It's okay. It doesn't hurt. And then the driver goes, well, you could be wearing crutches, so it's really not too bad, right? And go, yes, that's all right. It could be worse. So thank you. All right, have a blessed day. Okay, you have a blessed day, too. I'm in the back of the elevator going, who are these people? Oh, my God, listen to me. I want to tell you, I was inspired. It was so kind and loving. It was the where hopefully our country is going. Because if that's New York, and someone says, if I said to a guy, hey, what do you got, a boot? Yeah, what do you got, a problem with that? That's the answer I would get in New York or Jersey. What, you got a problem with the boot? You don't like the boot? I'll kick you right in the butt with the boot if you don't like it. Am I right or wrong? That's what would have happened there. When you go down south, everybody's so nice. And then I get to the hotel. And it was so nice. And it's like, and I'm going, wow, now I'm feeling a little uncomfortable because it's so nice. I said, let me call room service. They'll never have anything. I'll call room service with my diet. With my diet. Are you kidding me? No one's going to want to. No one's going to do anything. So I call room service. Very, very nice hotel. You know, Lowe's Hotel. Very, very nice. And they go, yeah, hello. Yeah, can I help you, sir? Sir. They call me sir immediately. So I go, you know, I'd like chicken breast, just a plain. My diet, right? Just plain, and then do you have any pasta now? Yes, we got pasta. Oh, yeah, pasta. Well, we got the children's menu pasta. That'd be perfect. Just a little pasta, but nothing on it. You know, well, they read it back to me. It's perfect. I go, well, it's never going to come up like that. Never come up room service. Chicken, asparagus, grilled, no butter, bone, like that, right? Comes up absolutely perfect. Grilled chicken sandwich, boom, nothing on it. Boom, asparagus, boom, nothing on it. And pasta, carbohydrates, protein, and vegetables. You know what I'm saying? With my balance of nature, boom, I'm good to go. I'm pumping myself up for the next morning when I go into Governor Huckabee's show. They were so polite. Then they bring it up to the room. The room service comes to the room. They're so polite. He goes, sir, can I get anything else for you with that accent? And I'm telling you, then I was thinking about this. Remember I was in Carrollton, Georgia, and I talked about the governor on the show when you watch Governor Huckabee's show. I talked about, you know, I play all the big joints. Carrollton, Georgia. But you remember I was down there a couple weeks ago? Remember what it was 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, at the Townsend Performing Arts Center? And then I told you, I said, I saw a big cross on the side of the street, you know, all lit up, man. And you know where that cross was? It was like a car salvage place. It was like a car repair shop, and it had the big cross there, you know. And everybody was so friendly, so nice. And I stepped on stage in Carrollton, and I said, wow, this is the heart of America. I said, wow. And they all burst out in spontaneous applause. That's the way it was last night at the Huckabee show in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm telling you, and I said this to the governor off camera. It's like it was always New York and California that ran everything. And I can remember coming up in the late 70s in the comedy clubs and then going into network television back then. And the attitude was, they would call them flyover states. It's all about New York. It's all about California. Boy, has that changed. And I want to tell you, and we are the better for it. Because now the heart and soul of the United States of America lies within the Midwest and lies down south in the southern belt of the United States. And it's great because they believe, like you and I, I hope you believe, we are one nation under God. In God we trust. We believe in family. We believe in country. We believe everything that we have, that all of our fathers and grandfathers and mothers have fought for. We believe in it. And they do. They keep that sentiment down south, down here. When I tell you refreshing, because when you go up in New York, it gets snarky. Hey, I'm right there, guilty as charged. I'm snarky as anybody else, you know. And it's great when you step out. So we had a great time. I was on. And by the way, if you look at the Twitter feed, at Jersey Joe Piscopo, I had the best time meeting some great folks, you know, and Gianno Caldwell. What a great kid this kid is. I was going to say conservative, but he is like a conservative. But he's a young African-American kid from the south side of Chicago who actually you've seen his reports with Sean Hannity. Going to the south side of Chicago. His mother was addicted to drugs. His electricity, his power would be shut off. He never knew when he was going to have power. This is a good. He's got a new book called Taken for Granted. We had a great time with Gianno yesterday, you know, just chatting. Always because, you know me, look at me, speaking about the at-risk community for how many years? 25 years? This kid's living it. And I told him that. I said, I've been preaching on the radio that we should help out the at-risk community. I was a Democrat for 100 years, all my life. I was a blue dog Democrat because we helped out those in the inner cities. Don't we help out those people? They could care less. They ran for the hills. They sucked Baltimore dry. They sucked East St. Louis, Illinois dry. Compton, California, Orleans, South Side. Now you got he's in the streets. And then you have a Republican. something called the Opportunity Zones with Mike Lindell and Dr. Ben Carson, and they're helping to rebuild the inner cities. See, if you stay alive long enough like me, and I've been alive a long time, I said, you really get inspired. So get to see Giano. Then I met the kid. His name is Jake Hoot. What a great talent. He won like season 17 of The Voice. He just won The Voice, country singer. Oh, this kid was great. Listen to the show, I'm telling you. This was the show on Huckabee yesterday, and it was done like a network show. First class all the way. Oh, boy, I'm getting spoiled. I don't know that I want to get back home, you know. No, I'm getting out of here today. And then I got, did you get your, hopefully you got all your Valentines out. I am so meticulous about that. I don't give anything away because some of the things will be delivered today. But I told you I went to Olivia and I got her beautiful bouquet and some candy. And then I got Charlie something, and then I sent her something. Already she got it. I took care of all the girls in my life. Before I got on the plane, I took care of everybody. And I got a big shout out to Frankie Five Burrows. He got flowers to Debbie Duhame. So we took care of everybody. So we wish you with all our heart in the name of St. Valentine, who gave up his life for Christianity. Happy St. Valentine's Day. We wish you all the very best. Joe from Nashville, Tennessee. And you could always call anyway. I have my call board goes right into New York at 877-970-2999. A big shout out to Greg, who's here from Salem. He got here. He drove in an hour. It takes an hour to get to work. Came in an hour early. And then, of course, I'll tell when we come back, I will tell you in the name of love how I met my Coptic Christian cab driver and just gave him all my money. That's a whole nother story that we'll get into when we come back. Susie Cerone, is that you, girl?
It is. Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day, my friend.
Happy Valentine's Day. Did you get Valentine's? Did you get everything that you need that makes you happy on Valentine's Day?
My daughter left me a beautiful card and a big bag of very good candy.
Look at that.
So that's my one and only Valentine. That.
Me too, man.
There you go.
Actually, you know what? Truth be told, I haven't gotten any Valentine's flowers or anything, but I got them all out, man. It was all to my kids, you know. I guess do you give one to your dad? I know dad gives it to the daughters. Does dad get a Valentine? I'll let you know end of the day. When I get home, maybe I'll have a Valentine's waiting for me. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure you will.
I'm going to write some extra alimony checks just to kind of get in the spirit, though.
In red ink.
Little heart. I heart you. Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Susie Cerone in for Debbie Duhame. Happy Valentine's Day, Susie. We love you. It's 6:21 in New York.
Hey there, good morning, and happy Valentine's Day, one and all. We've got alternate side in effect. Looks like we may have an accident in Queens on the Cross Island northbound near Bell Boulevard. Crash on the Cross Bronx eastbound near White Plains Road. That is off onto the shoulder. Inbound George 5 for the upper 5 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 20. That's from an accident. Quickly cleared out of the south tube. Inbound Holland 15 from either approach. No issues on the parkway or the turnpike, but we do have a crash in Hasbrook Heights. The always busy and dangerous 17 south, but at 46. Again, no problems on the parkway southbound. The New York State Thruway is fine. The New England Thruway southbound, you've got heavy delays from north of Exit 2 and Greenwich to the state line. That's with your overnight road work being wrapped up. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Susie. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. I'm telling you about Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you. Kind enough to listen to AM 970, The Answer. I love Mike. He gets it. He gets radio. He understands it. And I always tell you the story how I met Mr. Lindell through Kevin McCullough, you know, Kevin from the afternoons here at the station. Mike Gallagher, you know, very close. And then I got to meet Salem Media. I got to meet Mr. Lindell. Now, Mike and I are like best buds, man. I love this guy. What a great guy. Great patriot. I love that his faith is strong. And he gets that you have helped him build MyPillow into one of the great companies in the United States of America, hiring thousands of workers in Minnesota, Mike does. Now, to give back to you, you go to MyPillow.com, and if you click on Radio Listener Specials, you get those great deals I always tell you about. You got to get the Giza Sheets. And not only do you got to get the Giza Sheets, you buy one, get one free on the Giza Sheets. Buy one, get one free. And then, like, like I always talk about Mike Gallagher. I'll talk to him later. It's all about the Giza sheets, the mattress topper, the pillow. You get all of this. And I'm telling you, it's like a really nice hotel. When I've never felt that way. When I go to bed, it's always the bed's crooked. I can't get a good night's sleep. As soon as I met Mike, I got all of my pillow products. Boom. I get a great night's sleep when I'm home. And I miss it when I'm not there. And now you could buy one, get one free on those Giza sheets. Plus, you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Excuse me. You got nothing to lose. And a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. That's for you exclusively. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza sheets. You can call 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Or go to MyPillow.com. Please remember to use the promo code AM970.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Oh, I got a good Valentine's Day idea for you for dinner tonight. Michael's of Brooklyn, right there, Avenue R. Nostrand. You know, they've been there since 1964. And you know me, I'm all about heritage and tradition, loyalty, character, friendship. That's what you find at Michael's of Brooklyn. Not only do you get the cuisine that is spectacular, not only are you going to be at one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, not just in Brooklyn, by the way, not just in New York, but in America, the cuisine is unbelievable. Now that you're going to meet Fred and Johnny and Michael. Enzo's going to meet you. Handsome Enzo, the maitre d' with the bow tie. Forget about it. This is where you want to go to have a Valentine's Day dinner, to have a special dinner, or just a place where you can experience authentic Italian heritage, the legacy that is great. Now, also, as you listen, I'm in Nashville, and as we broadcast all around the country on AM970, TheAnswer.com, and I know, Lucinda, you're listening in Texas. Love you, girl. And I love you listening in South Carolina, San Francisco, and I know Australia. Listen, Mark in Australia are thinking about you. In Israel, you could get the Michael's of Brooklyn. In the United States, you can get Michael's of Brooklyn on your supermarket shelves. How cool is that? So, if you're listening to Joe somewhere throughout the United States, and you look in your supermarket and go, hey, Piscopo's talking about that on the radio show that I listen to on my smartphone. That's it right there. Michael's of Brooklyn. It is Brooklyn in a jar. I'm telling you. It's an Italian Brooklyn right in a jar. Best sauce anywhere. And again, if you live in the area, you gotta go to Avenue R in Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York, and experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in America, according to the Food Network. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm yours, baby. You know, 527 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. So I'm coming over, and I grabbed a cab. I actually ordered a cab last night. I got in late, you know, and I got a 3 o'clock, 3:30 wake up, Nashville time, whatever it was. We're an hour earlier, broadcasting from the Fish 94 FM, Salem Media's Nashville station down here. And I said, okay, let me get a cab. So the cab shows up. How about that? And so, of course, the driver, as it is with most cab drivers, and I say this in a facetious, fun way. I'm not being derogatory. He had a very thick accent. I couldn't understand what he was saying, but he was a very nice guy. And I go, well, I got to go out to where I am, you know, and the address was kind of a weird address because it's way out by the airport where I had to go here to the station. But then he's got this big cross hanging from his rearview mirror. You know, so, you know, the Italians put everything down. They got the you know, the fingers. They got the little horn, you know, St. Christopher, you know, on the dashboard. This had a cross, a nice, it was just kind of like a, not paper, but a material, beautiful material, you know. And I looked at him and I said, he's got an accent. And I'm thinking, of course, he's got to be from the Middle East somewhere. So I had to ask him, I said, hey, man, I said, where are you from? And he goes, Egypt. I've been here 17 years. And I go, wow. And I said, you're a Christian. He goes, yep. They come here. They leave there to come here because we have, at least we hope we have, religious freedom, you know? So when I tipped the guy, I gave him all my money. I mean, you know, it was like, and now I have no money. So I came in. It's my life story. If it's not an ex, if it's not the kids, it's a cab driver from Egypt that I give all my money to. So I walk in, and Greg, a gentleman kind enough here at Salem Media, comes in. He goes, you want breakfast? I said, yeah, I don't have any money. He goes, don't worry. I'll put it on the card. Trust me. We'll invoice Salem. I'll hear about it. You couldn't pay for breakfast in Nashville, huh? I said, but the fact of the matter is Christians from around the world are being persecuted more than anybody else. And you know how I rail on the anti-Semitic rise, which I do not understand in this country and around the world. And it's happening, and no one's addressing it. And for Bernie Sanders, a Jewish guy from Brooklyn, you know, to bring in the fold, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, these are racists. These are anti-American, you know, anti-Semitic politicians. How they got voted in office, I have no idea. So but in any case, but it's Christians that are persecuted. And now here's a guy who's driving a cab, man, for 17 years. So you be sure I'm going to tip that guy large, you know, and appreciate that he came here to America to have religious freedom. But sometimes you feel everything's being taken away. And before and Alice here and Charlie is producing Kara's, they're in New York. I'm going to go to the guys in a second. But and we're going to break with Al on the news. But I want this whole Roger Stone thing, man. You know, they always have to have something that they go after the president on. You know that. And we've said that. And so you and I just got to roll our eyes. And they go, OK, now they're going to go after the president on this Roger Stone thing. What they're not understanding, what the Democrats don't understand, is that, which is really scary, is that how Roger became, quote unquote, collateral damage from the Mueller probe. How the Mueller probe was one of the biggest political fails in history, in all of politics, including Watergate. The Mueller probe was one of the biggest embarrassments. And I know when I was abroad and we were in Europe and I was in Greece, remember in the fall, and that whole Mueller thing was trying to unfold and then Mueller was testifying. And then people were like shaking their heads around the world going, what are they doing there in the United States? They're not helping each other. This is all they have the time to do is to try to. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. And now when you go after and the DOJ goes after, with great respect to the rank and file of the Department of Justice, to the FBI, to all law enforcement, to the DEA, I understand that. But when you get a couple rogue people in charge, and they want to take down a president, and I'm telling you, and they want to cause a coup of this president, then there are people who get caught in the collateral damage. So you go and you talk to them. This is the government. The government has all the money in the world. It's your money. They have all the money. It's our money. They just use the taxpayer money. They go and they can say whatever they want. They got all the time in the world. They have no deadline. They have nobody watching over them. And the House of Representatives, and the House of Representatives, the Democrats, they go after the president with the Mueller probe. And then they talk to people like Michael Cohen, the president's lawyer, and they say, oh, the president's corrupt because of Michael Cohen. Excuse me. The DOJ went in and violated every civil rights law you possibly could violate. They went in and they broke the client-lawyer privilege by raiding Michael Cohen's office. And then they went. They didn't get Cohen on anything to do with Russian collusion. They got him on some bogus thing that he's. That he, oh, you lied about that. And then they threatened Michael Cohen. They said, if you don't talk to us, your wife's going to jail. You have no idea. And the same thing is happening with Roger Stone. You may not like Roger Stone. He's a political lightning rod. I understand that. But I got the fact of the matter is he went in. He said, did I say that? I meant this. Do we? It was such a marginal thing that he did when he was under oath that they said he lied and he's going to get 9 years in prison. And I have to tell you right now, as I speak to you with all my heart and with all the love that I have for you over the airwaves, that when I saw President Trump, and he says, he's on camera, and he says, 9 years, they don't give rapists or murderers 9 years. 9 years, that's way too much. I didn't get choked up. I felt such a swell of patriotism saying, that's why I voted for this guy. That's right there. And if you don't like it, then you don't like it. But I'm telling you, it's wrong the way the collateral damage of these coups that they're trying to do, and that's what it is. And then the press jumps on it saying Roger Stone did this. It's a, no, don't start again. They're starting it again. They're like obsessed with this. Roger Stone did nothing wrong, and he's facing 9 years in prison. That could happen to you or I in a second. The DOJ could knock on my door right now down here in Nashville and say, Joe, you did. No, I didn't. No, I didn't say that. Oh, yes, you did. You're going. And you're guilty before proven innocent in the United States of America anymore. And when you see the president stand up for his longtime friend, and I don't want to hear what he did, what he didn't do, what I don't want to hear anything about that. The president was loyal. He said it's too much. Then William Barr, he sees it. And thank God William Barr is the AG. He sees it. And he goes, no, this is wrong. We're going to look into this. And the four prosecutors step back for the Stone case. Oh, my gosh, the Democrats are all up in arms again. What's scary is the reason I was a Democrat all those years, because that was the party of the people. That was the party of the working class. Not so much. That was the party of the at-risk community that I've spent 25, 30 years of my life dedicated to. Not so much. That's the party of not being assaulted by the government. You know what? Where in the name of God is the Democratic Party? This is an assault on every civil rights, what happened to Roger Stone. And if it happened to Roger, look, how about Hope Hicks? Thank God she's back in the White House now, right? Back in the White House. They investigated her. Do you know the money? Michael Caputo comes on the show. These folks, and I'm not, listen, you can't, there's no argument here. This is an assault on our civil liberties. It's what it is. I'm like a libertarian anymore. I don't believe in the Republicans. I doubt the Republicans. Let me put it that way. You know, I doubt the Democrats. I don't know what the party, this party system, it's a swamp. It's so messed up in Washington, D.C. I really feel like it's just, well, you got to worry about you and I, you know, and I'm more a libertarian more than anything else. But when I see, and believe me, you know what a staunch supporter I am of law enforcement. But when I see ancillary damage, collateral damage, lives ruined, bank accounts drained like General Flynn, this is scary. And then when I see the party that I dedicated most of my life to, the Democratic Party, back this egregious, what seems to be illegal behavior to go after innocent citizens. Yes, innocent citizens, just because they were friends of the guy they couldn't beat for the White House, and they're trying to take them down. Then you got a problem. So you and I got to stay vigilant, because you know it, and I know it. You see what's happening here. Oh my goodness! And now they're going, oh, Roger Stone, and oh, don't get me started. Then I see this guy Blumenthal from Connecticut. If you lied about your military record, how many times do I tell you I never had the privilege to serve? And because of my father, he said, Joe, you're not going to Vietnam. You're staying in college. Dad. And I never had a back and forth with my father because I respected him so much. If I disagree with him, he'd smack me. So I got it, Dad. You win. You know, I mean, I'm not going to argue with my father. You're not going in the Army. I said, but Pop, you were like a hero in the Second World War, man. He goes, nah, I just served. I just served. You're not going to Vietnam. You stay in college. And I listened to my dad, and I stayed in college, and I didn't have the privilege to serve. The privilege to serve. And that made me have more love for the military through my father, because I know how tough it is putting your life on the line for us. And this guy, Blumenthal, says I was in Vietnam. He lies about his service in Vietnam. That never happened. Why is that guy in the Senate? Could someone help me out here? 877-970-2999. Balance of Nature phone lines. But it's St. Valentine's Day, so the love is in the air. 637, and we're going to come back and talk to Al. But right now, we're going to break for the news live and local. And Al has it for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
37 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo says a deal hasn't been reached with President Trump on lifting a ban preventing New Yorkers from enrolling in secure traveler programs. The pair met at the White House yesterday to discuss the change, which the Department of Homeland Security says was made in reaction to the state's green light law. The legislation allows undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses, but doesn't give federal officials access to state DMV records. Governor says New York is willing to provide that information, but only if it involves folks applying to trusted traveler programs like Global Entry. The Police Benevolent Association is sharing a video that shows an NYPD patrol car being spray-painted in an apparent act of vandalism. Posting on Twitter, the PBA notes the vandals spray-painted the words, "Help Us," adding elected officials have sent the message that cops are on their own. Two other police unions shared the message as well, wondering why there was no outrage, while calling on Mayor de Blasio to denounce the crime. At the beginning of the month, city officials shared that crime increased 17% in January, which some have blamed on recent changes to the state's bail laws. In sports, Rangers now winners of 3 in a row after beating the Minnesota Wild 4-3 in a shootout. Islanders were shut out by the Predators 5-0, while the Devils scored 4 goals in the third period and beat the Red Wings by the final of 4-1. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Cloudy and 37 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Delays on the Bell Parkway westbound into Lefferts Boulevard. The LIE westbound slow through Queens. Heavy on the Van Wyck northbound up to Atlantic Avenue. Cross Bronx westbound delays from the Bronx River Parkway to the outbound George. Inbound George, no more than 5 for either. Deck inbound Lincoln 20 from an accident quickly cleared out of the South Tube. Inbound Holland 15 from either approach. Crash in Hasbrook Heights, 17 south, but at 46, so watch out for that. Delays on the New England Thruway southbound from exit 2 in Greenwich to the state line. We have that overnight road work that should be wrapped up shortly. Taking a look at your forecast for today, sunny and cold, the high only 33. Tonight, clear and cold out is 17 in the city. Saturday, sunny with a high of 32 degrees. Sunday morning clouds giving way to afternoon sunshine. Sunday's high 45. Monday, sunny and 48. Now you know what's going on. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Is your family ready for cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu lets you know when to call your doctor. The flu brings a fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Hey, Joe on the radio, live from Nashville, Tennessee, 6:40, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock in New York, New York. We're an hour earlier down here, but I got up. I wanted to be with you, especially on Valentine's Day. Did you take your Balance of Nature yet? You know, look at my schedule. It's been, I flew in. We rehearsed all day yesterday. Great time on the Mike Huckabee Show. And I've met so many nice people. When I performed, I'll tell you about that as we move on along with the show. But I did a little Frank Sinatra. I mean, I sat in with the band, man. With Mike Huckabee's got the best band. I sat in on the drums. It was so great. You know what? By the grace of God, my energy was great. And I have to attribute a lot of that to Balance of Nature. Because every morning, even this morning, got up 3:30, whatever it was, but boom, got up. And I took, you know, my vitamins. See, I shouldn't use vitamins. I took my supplements, which is Balance of Nature. You know, I don't take the regular vitamins anymore, which are like synthetics. I took the Balance of Nature. Boom, boom, boom. 3 fruits. And then I'll take 3 fruits after the show. And then I'll do the vegetables later. And I'm meticulous about it. And I gotta tell you something. See, I'm afraid, you know me, I'm not superstitious, but I don't want to ever take it for granted. I feel great. And I think it's because of balance of nature. I can't say this is a clinical study, but I would love for you to try it. And you know what else? The Howards are giving you 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Check it out. Here's the number, 800-2468-751. You can have your own health coach to tell you exactly how to use Balance of Nature, how you don't use the vitamins or the synthetics, how you go directly to Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring and looking to sell your home, Calamine and Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine and Company Real Estate gets the job done. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executors and administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps even most impressive is their 100% success rate. That's right, they sell 100% of properties brought to the market. No other broker can make that claim. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-998-1100. That's 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine and Company Real Estate.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
A dripping nose. Is it the virus they call corona? Hope I haven't been exposed. How will I know if I've got the virus they call corona? Never catch your breath. Cough it up. It don't sound like fun. You never catch me on. Oh, Roy, your Caribbean crew.
My corona. We had to do this. Let it go, Al. Let it go. Oh, this is such bad taste. I apologize already.
Don't come any closer, huh? Don't wanna catch the virus they call corona. Keeping it under control. How will they know how to cure the virus they call corona? China got it first, now it's worse. This is out of hand, don't wanna end up in a real life zombie land.
John Byrne is this gentleman's name. Keep it going now. This is my corona. Yeah.
Why are you gonna infect me? Infect me. We all agree, not SARS or Ebola, it's called corona. Will there be a cure? Are you sure? We'll come up with one where we get all of our cheap Chinese products from. Corona. The virus they call corona.
Oh, my God. John Byrne is a genius guy that I met. That we've done a lot of parody songs with him, but I haven't talked to him recently. So I hope he doesn't mind that I say this, but our guru, the legend, Phil Boyce, a programming guru for all of Salem, said, you know, I'm surprised that no one's done a parody of the coronavirus. I said, what parody, Phil? He goes, my corona. I went,
brilliant. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Boyce. So I called John Byrd in Alabama, man. And I said, John, my car. He goes, oh, brilliant. Let me work on it. I swear, in 24 hours, he came up with that parry. And let me, first of all, apologize because people are dying from this disease. I understand it. I really understand it. But sometimes you got to have fun with it, you know. I mean, China, I think China knew about this forever. I don't know that it's not a biological weapon, for goodness sake. I really don't. But the fact of the matter is, I had to do that. I hope that wasn't a bad taste. I apologize if it offended you. But my Corona, we'll play it a couple more times. Just, you know, just to irritate people. And me, being the germaphobe that I am, I'm on the plane, and I see with the coronavirus out there, I live with my Durasan. I'm spraying everything on the plane, on the food thing that comes out. I'm looking at it. There's a guy coughing, but he's two people away, and he's going, ah, ah. And I'm going, oh, that guy's got the coronavirus. I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? And he's coughing again. Ah. Why did they let him on the plane? Then this. I'm about to get off the plane, and we land in Nashville. I go, okay. And I got, and now I'm about, I just want to get out. And then, so everybody stands, you know. Oh, gosh, we landed. We have to stand up. We have to get our stuff out of the bins up top. So all of a sudden, as I stand up, I grab my radio bag, you know, and I'm about to get out. The guy right behind me, big sneezes, doesn't cover his mouth. Coronavirus all over the plane. Oh, my God, he sneezed. I virtually bumped people out of the way. I moved. I had my bag in my hand. There was a lovely gal. She goes, oh, do you mind if I get that? Yeah, sure, get that. I went right in front of her. I rudely got right in front of her, and I didn't even help her. I actually did. I said, can I help you take down the luggage? But then again, see, that's sexist when you say that to a woman out there. May I help you take it? You can't say it, but I said it. And I said, you got it. And let her get it. All I knew, I put a barrier between me and the sneezer, and it was that poor gal, you know? So I'm like running to the front of the plane. Sneak, cover your mouth! Because when you cough, what's wrong with these people? So I get it. We finally get out of the plane, and I make the run out, and I got away from the sneezer, the Corona sneezer, you know? And I walk, and then the girl, I saw the girl behind me. I said, no, I have to apologize. I wanted to help you, but I didn't want to be inappropriate, because now that she started to laugh. I said, and the guy, you hear that guy behind me? She goes, yeah. I go, he sneezed. She goes, are you kidding me? Yeah. So we had a laugh about it, but I think I'm feeling okay, but my goodness gracious, I couldn't get off that plane quick enough, man, sneezing and coughing, and on the way back, get the hazmat suit. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. We're broadcasting from Salem Media down in Nashville, Tennessee. Had the pleasure and privilege of working with the great Mike Huckabee yesterday. What a just a great show. It's on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, TBN. You just Google TBN, you'll be able to watch it. I think the show's on next week, I believe. I just had a great time and did the drums, man, and played with Trey and the band, Mike Huckabee. And Mike Huckabee played the bass, you know. And then I got into the audience, and then there was the time. I'm in the audience last night, and they're about to roll a video. I was going to do New York, New York with the band live, which was great. And I end up talking with, I'm doing like 15 minutes talking with the crowd doing I don't think they'll use that on the air, but it was so much fun. Great people. The Southern belt of these United States of America, the Midwest. Thank God they have wrestled the narrative. And really, when I travel, and I tell you this all the time, in New York, we get a little, you know, we get a little jaded. But as I travel and I go to Kansas City, Missouri, even the West Coast, Oakland, California, or I go down to Florida, or we go around wherever we travel down here in Nashville, Carrollton, Georgia, I see the heart and soul of America, you know, and we are a good people. We're a good people, and we're a great nation. And I don't care what they say on television. I don't care the divide that they keep trying to throw at us and to spew at us. We're a good people, especially on this Valentine's Day. I love you. Hey, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 10 before 7 right now on AM 970, The Answer, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Our Valentine's Day, Susie Cerona is in for Debbie Duhame. I believe we did get Debbie flowers. I think Frank sent Debbie flowers.
Aww.
Susie, did you get your flowers yet, Susie?
Oh. Not yet. That's okay.
Oh, darn.
I know
darn.
There's love. It's all good.
Yes. You can play.
We've got Valentine's Day. We've got Galentine's Day. How about Palentine's Day?
Palentine.
Yeah.
Like it. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel free. Feel free to run with it, Joe.
Okay, Palentine. Here's my Palentine, Susie Cerona. It's 6:51 on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Susie.
Anytime. Good morning and happy Valentine's Day. Alternate side is in effect. Tough in Queens this morning. A crash on the Cross Island northbound at Bell Boulevard has one lane blocked. There's a stall on the Grand Central westbound near the Cross Island. Inbound, George, 15 to 20 for the upper, 10 at the lower. The Lincoln inbound is 20. Holland about 20 from either approach. Better news in Hasbrook Heights. The crash on 17 southbound at 46. That's always a busy, tough area. That accident's been cleared. Patterson, a broken water main, 20 southbound is closed. 3rd Avenue to 5th Avenue. Crash in Newark, 280 westbound at exit 13. That's in the right lane. Delays in Yonkers on the Cross County westbound into the thruway. That's with a car fire off onto the shoulder. Still A-OK on the New York State thruway. Good to go in Connecticut. 95 southbound is clear. Greenwich into Portchester. That overnight road work is gone. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Now, how's that New Year's resolution going so far? I'm talking specifically about the one you made to get out of pain in the year 2020, to deal with your neck and back pain, your shoulder, hip, or knee pain. Well, you can do that by ordering the three-week discount, three-week quick start, which the father-son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, discounted to just $19.95. That works out to 95 cents a day for pain relief. And when you order the three-week quick start, please tell yourself you will follow the instructions. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for the next 2 weeks. About 70% of those who order the three-week quick start go on to order more. Just go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-797-5868. 800-797-5868. That's 800-797-5868.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Today will be blustery and colder than yesterday, despite a good deal of sunshine. Temperature will fall this morning, then hold in the upper 20s to near 30 the rest of the day, with wind chills in the teens. Clear, brisk, and very cold tonight, with a low of 16 in Midtown, 8 to 12 in many northern and western suburbs. Sunshine mixing with clouds tomorrow and remaining cold, high 32. For Sunday, intervals of clouds and sun with a milder afternoon, the high back up to 48. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It is 6:54 in New York. We're an hour earlier down here in Nashville, broadcasting from Music City. Hey, can I tell you about the Atlantis Yacht? Oh, if you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, employees, I've got an answer for you. Plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis with Captain Fred. Beautiful skyline views. I keep telling you about this. This is awesome. A gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. Your guests will be impressed. This is the way we do the schmooze cruise I always tell you about. We take all the great sponsors. They're not really sponsors. They're more, I call them family. Family, part of the Piscopo Show, part of AM 970, The Answer, you know, and WMCA, our sister station, and we all go on this schmooze cruise, and we have the best time, and it's the Atlantis. And when you see, and Captain Fred is great, the music is great, the food is great. So if you have a retirement party, anniversary, celebration, or a birthday, a wedding, you know, bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah, you want to do it in a first-class style on the Atlantis. And I have to tell you this, and I tell you this every time, you will see the Statue of Liberty in the glory that you've never seen Lady Liberty before. Right there, right, you could almost touch it. Captain Fred will stop the yacht right there. It's a beautiful yacht. And then, as you know, you're right there on the river, you know, and you're overlooking the Freedom Tower, Ellis Island, you know, you see Wall Street all lit up, and then you turn, you see Lady Liberty. Really is spectacular. Would you call Captain Fred, please? 212-633-1231, New York Cruises. You say, look, I got an event. What can you do for me? You mention AM 970, The Answer, for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231. 1231 or visit, please, NewYorkCruises.com.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Hey, it's Jersey Joe on the radio. It's almost 7 o'clock. Al Gattulo's here. Charles is here. Cara is here. And Albert, thanks for everything, getting us all started down here, sure all thing. Hooked up, all great. So I know, and a good morning to you, Al, and thanks for doing a great job yesterday sitting in.
Thank you.
Well, it's down a great time, great time. This place is jumping, man.
Oh, yeah. Great time from what I
So you got your roses for Jennifer, you said.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't going to buy flowers yesterday, but, you know, I hate to say that. I don't want to really give them a plug because they're not a sponsor, but Whole Foods and Amazon Prime, if you're an Amazon Prime member, Whole Foods does a deal. It expires today. You can get two dozen roses for $20, and they will wrap them. Yeah. And the best is they have chocolate-covered strawberries for $8. How do you go wrong?
How do we not get them to advertise?
I don't know. But anyway, so I bought them, and I got them for my wife, and of course, she miscommunicated with me yesterday. A friend was coming over. I'm running my son so he could see his friend's basketball game. All this stuff is going on, and I have a beer thing to go to, and she's not home. And she walks in, and I hand her the flowers, and she goes, I wish you didn't get me flowers. My hand is hurting, and I don't really want to cut that. So my response was, Happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy. And I left. I went right out. That was it, and I had beer with my best friend. That was it. So... There you go.
Al, I love you, man. You're the best.
There you go.
This is therein.
Happy Valentine's Day. Great.
That's what, and there is why Uncle Joe is single.
Yes.
Okay. Al, you're a good man. I swear to God.
Right.
Hey, Kieran Lawler is going to join us, New York Assemblyman. A great guy, Kieran is. A Marine and serving New York State as New York State should be served. National Police Foundation President Jim Birch, Chief Chris Tusillo, he's Chief of New Jersey Transit Police, former Chief of the Port Authority Police, Jeffrey Lyons, Mike Gallagher, Governor Mike Huckabee, hey, Eileen Fisher as well, Piscopo in the Morning from Nashville, Tennessee.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
35 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are searching for two men accused of slashing a pair of employees at a Modell's sporting goods store in Brooklyn. Happened Wednesday on Graham Avenue in South Williamsburg. The employees tried to stop the thieves from leaving the store, were slashed in the face. One 20-year-old victim suffered a deep laceration from lip to ear. Another was cut in the back and shoulder. Both employees taken to a nearby hospital. The suspects fled on foot. The city of Bayonne will soon be getting a ferry that runs to and from the Big Apple. Mayor Jimmy Davis announced yesterday Port Authority has voted in agreement with New York City to operate a ferry between Bayonne and Manhattan. Davis claims his administration has been fighting long and hard to make this happen, and he thanked the City Council and the Port Authority for their support of Bayonne. The mayor says service schedule to begin in the fall.